Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply concussion treatment. Concussion treatment. There are millions of people all over the world that will suffer from concussion this year alone. Some will have car accidents, others from contact sports, others from various accidents that they may have, and a concussion is simply an injury to the brain. It causes memory loss and dizziness and nausea and several different things along those lines. Well, in the spiritual life, there's another type of concussion, not one that impacts the brain, but one that impacts the mind. Many people have been hit with negativity and defeat and doubt and depression, and because of it, they've suffered what I like to coin a mental concussion, not a brain injury, but a mind injury. And isn't it great to know that God has the cure or the treatment for those mental concussions? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we discover in Philippians 2 and 5, the Bible tells us to let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Then we discover in Romans 12 and 2 that we shouldn't be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and then finally we discover in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16 that we have the mind of Christ. Yes, my friends, no one knows how to treat that mental concussion better than the saints of God, because there's a formula for the treatment. You're going to come in contact with someone that has a mental concussion. They're experiencing a fog, as it were. They're not the same as they used to be. Their life is changed quite a bit. You might be going through a mental concussion yourself. Well, let me give you these five key points in our TREAT acronym, because we're going to cure that concussion today in Jesus' name. That T stands for thankfulness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nothing quite cures that concussion like thankfulness. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 that in everything we should give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. You know, I always challenge people to list 10 things today that they're thankful for. I challenge you to do the same, my friend. Just write down, jot down, put in your phone 10 things that you're thankful for this day. Then tomorrow, write a list of another 10, different from the first one. Then put a list of 10 people you're thankful for. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to pick up the phone and call a few of those people that you're thankful for. Tell them why you're thankful for them, because I'm convinced there's far more things to be thankful about than things to be upset about or to complain about. I can remember being in Sunday school as a kid. As a little boy, I was in Sunday school in a Baptist church, and we used to sing a song called Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what the Lord has done. Yes, that Sunday school song rings great with me now, because it reminds us of the importance of thankfulness. My friends, if we just take the time to count our blessings, to recognize God's goodness, to see Him in action, we'll forget about those small things that we want to complain about, because we'll see the goodness of God taking place in our lives. That R is for a routine. Yes, my friends and neighbors, these are daily habits and step-by-step instructions that are needed, that we need to follow in order to stay free from concussions. You know, you think about it. The Bible says in Acts 5 and 42, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Listen to that, my friends and neighbors. Every day they made a habit of teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. I bet they did a whole lot for them, as well as for the people they were teaching and preaching to. I'm a living testimony, my friends and neighbors, because getting an opportunity to conduct these Wow Factor calls on a daily basis blesses is my life. It's a great routine. I challenge you, my friends, to find someone you can teach and preach with every single day. Find somebody you can have Bible study with, not just on a Wednesday, not just on a Sunday, but every single day. As we're talking about God's goodness and we're studying His word, we're going to get stronger. Now, Thessalonians gives us a few more habits. In Thessalonians 5 and 16, 1 Thessalonians, we learn to rejoice evermore. In 17, we learn to pray without ceasing. And in 18, we learn to give thanks mind and everything. Think about those habits, my friends and neighbors. If we put those into action, how can we lose? That E in our TREAT acronym is going to introduce many to a new word. It's called eudaimonic. Yes, my friends, eudaimonic. Eudaimonic is simply the process of producing happiness from within in spite of external factors. The word literally means in the Greek, good spirit. See, when you have a good spirit, it doesn't matter what's going on the outside. You can produce goodness from within. You remember the Bible tells us in Psalms 144 and 15, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is the people whose God is the Lord. My friends, those who are in a state of eudaimonia are those who are always producing happiness from the inside. One of my spiritual mentors is a pastor of a very large church in the Houston area, one of the largest in the state, and he lives in a constant environment of eudaimonia. That has rubbed off on me and made me eudaimonic. If you meet him, he's so happy, he's so joyous, he's so appreciative of everybody he comes in contact with. A 2-minute conversation with him can change your whole day. I mean, I've seen people who had a frown turned upside down because of his eudaimonic behavior. My friends, I challenge you to adopt that same component, because if we find wisdom and understanding, the Bible says, we'll automatically be happy. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is another Sunday school song that we used to sing as a kid. It says, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. You remember that song, my friends? And then we would say, down in my heart to stay. See, being eudaimonic simply means you've got joy on the inside that changes every external thing on the outside. Have that joy down in your heart, my friends. That A in our TREAT acronym reminds us of the importance of accompaniment. See, the concussed should never travel alone. If you have a concussion, the doctor's going to tell you that you can't drive, that you can't operate heavy machinery, that you can't do any of those things, that someone has to be by your side. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, who's by your side? What person can you call on when things are not going exactly as you thought they would? What person is accompanying you through this life? Remember, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4 and 9 that two are better than one. And then Jesus in Mark 6 and 7 sent the disciples out two by two. Who are the two that are walking with you? That final one, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the importance of training. Yes, my friends, those daily doses of encouragement that help us grow personally and professionally, spiritually and emotionally. You remember in 2 Timothy 2:15, we should study to show ourselves approved unto God. Then we discover in Colossians 3 and 16, we should let the word of Christ dwell in us in all wisdom, that we should teach and admonish one another. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God wants us to be cured from concussions, and the treatment is already available. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.